And here we are, where it all began, at the Rio Grande Power Plant. I love where this plant sits, right in the intersection of two countries and three states. Sunland Park, New Mexico, right there, El Paso, Texas, over there, and behind me, La Ciudad Juarez. It is such a special place, and it has such a special story. It was built in 1929 at a cost of $5 million, and it served us so well into the 60s when it was decommissioned and replaced with cleaner and more efficient power units. The legacy of this power plant means so much to us in this community, and I could talk about it for a long time, but today we are celebrating Women's History Month. But I think there's a great intersectionality between the history of EPE that began with this very power plant and the women of EPE, their history and their legacy. So let's get started with another episode of Empowering People with Energy. Hi, I'm so happy to have Patsy Salazar with me here today. Now, Patsy has a unique job. She is a senior tools and material handler. That sounds important. What does that do, Patsy?
So, thank you for letting me be here. It's a big honor. Thank you so much. So, what I do is at the warehouse, it's my department's called supply chain. It's part of the warehouse. So, we operate the material. And the material is that we have to have it ready for our guys to go out and have everything fixed at our power station. So the parts are very critical.
I know a lot of us have been reading in the press supply chain challenges, and we're happy to have people who are paying attention to make sure our power plants have the right material and the right tools. Patsy, we are sitting here at the Rio Grande Power Plant, you know, just such an important part of our history and legacy. Won't you tell me a little bit about your history? Where did you start at El Paso Electric? And tell me some of the jobs you've had, because I know you don't get to get into a senior role without, you know, doing some work before that.
So actually, I started in 1979, and I got hired as a cashier, and we had to do three: customer service, collections, and cashiering. So, and then that I got an opportunity to go to accounting. Of course, my degree is in accounting, and I was so happy to start in accounting. So I did part of accounting, accounts payables, and then there were difficult times in my life. So I said, it's time for me to move on. So and then I decided to go to work at the power plants. So the power plants, I had to start as a helper. I worked there as a helper, helping the O&M techs, the electrical department, the instrumentation, and the insulators. So I was their helper for 5 years. I came to Rio Grande, worked here 20 years.
Wow.
And then after 20 years, they sent me to Newman, ran that Newman at by Chaparral. Then they decided to open a warehouse at Montana Power Plant. I'm a very hardworking person and very devoted. When I say to myself, I told my plant manager, Albert Montano, I'm gonna start this from the bottom, and before I retire, I'm gonna finish it and set it up for you.
So Patsy, that's 42 years.
Correct.
You know, I've been in this business 30 years, and you have been here at all three power plants, and you've been doing it 42 years. You must have so many memories. Tell us one that stands out for you, just one memory.
The company had a Christmas party, and I enjoyed taking my daughter. My daughter has been my only daughter. She's my mentor. I admire her. She's my inspirations. And she would come and tell me, Mommy, when is the Christmas party? I say, it's coming soon. Oh, I can hardly wait to go. So to me, that was very important, the Christmas party.
Patsy, I've talked to you before, and you have such a deep tie and love with your family, for your family. I know you're a twin. You know, I was lucky to get to meet your twin on the road yesterday. I saw this woman, and I said, you look like Patsy. She goes, I'm her twin. Patsy, I love talking to you about your family. You know what I thought we'll do, just to surprise Patsy? I think we'll bring in her daughter, Stephanie, and let's talk to Stephanie. Ooh. Stephanie, come on in.
Oh, my gosh.
I loved hearing the stories about Stephanie waiting for the Christmas party, and I think it would just be great to bring Stephanie in and let her tell us, what was it like being a child of EPE?
Well, as long as she's been in with the company, it's literally like growing along with the company. So I've got to experience everything with her. But I think the biggest blessing to be able to witness is her growth within the company.
We're watching women evolve and grow all the time at EPE, and I know that it's a family affair. We see oftentimes people come into work with us, if not work with us, just see how people go from job to job and from skill to skill, and it's just so interesting to hear your story, Patsy. So look behind us. We see the sign POWER, and that means so many different things to so many different people. And when you think about what we do, and you can answer this too, Stephanie, when you think about POWER, Patsy, what do you think about? What is POWER to you?
A mission for EPE is to be involved in changes in our generation and to adapt to the technology and the energy of saving energy. And to the ways of getting better in the world.
What does it mean getting better? What do you think as a customer, as a person who knows EPE, what do you think that means getting better? Well, how does EPE get better?
Evolving with the times, the changes that are happening technology-wise, and keeping the world and the environment as clean as we can so it can last for time, generations to come.
Patsy, earlier, I was so touched to hear you say that your daughter had been a mentor to you. Why don't you tell me a little bit about that? How is she a mentor to you?
Oh, I have been so blessed. And she studied very hard and graduated at UTEP, and then she became her career as being a teacher. And every time I need her, she's my mentor. She's always there for me and makes me feel good.
Oh, that's so nice. Stephanie, now you've said you've learned so much from watching your mom. What have you learned from watching Patsy?
Well, it couldn't have been any better place to be. We're right in front of a POWER sign. She has literally empowered me.
Oh.
She has empowered me to be who I am because she's done it all by herself as a single mom, and made sure that she instilled and pushed me to do what I wanted to and completed it from beginning to end. And I've seen her do the same. You know, she's put her mind to do things and she has completed from beginning to end. She's been saying she's going to retire, but I don't think so. She loves her job
Patsy.
Too much.
She 42 loves her years, job. 43, 44, 45, come on.
Yep.
You know, this is what Women's History Month is all about. You know, how we learn from each other, how we appreciate each other, and how we build each other up.
Right.
And how, whether it's family or work family, every day I think we're creating our new history and we're learning for and standing on the shoulders of the women who came before us. So thank you, Patsy, for joining us.
Thank you,
Stephanie, for surprising your mom today. And I hope you enjoyed hearing from both of them.
Thank you.
I am so excited to welcome Itzel Figueroa.
Thank you for having me here.
Welcome. She's a plant accountant. Tell us what you actually do. What does a plant accountant do?
I'm fairly new to my new role. As a plant accountant, I get to see a deeper dive into the company when it comes to depreciation, the units that we have, everything from tracking every single piece of equipment, but on the accounting side. So it's very exciting, a little bit of the engineering side, but also combining it with my passion, which is accounting.
I love when people say that. My passion's accounting. So you said this is a new job. And tell me some other jobs you've had. How did you get to EPE? What have you been doing here? What have you liked?
Of course. So my history starts back in college. I was a peer career advisor. And that's where I got to interact with a lot of employers. And one of them ended up being with the recruiter for the FERC, mm-hmm. the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. So I started off as an intern for 2 summers. I went on and I completed my rotations. I ended up doing full time with them for a couple of years as an auditor. And then it just so happened that EPE had a position in accounting. It happened to be home where my family and friends are. So I took a chance and I came back home. And I started out with the financial accounting department. So being there, I learned a lot about the company overall. The energy industry was something that I was interested in, and it was just a continuation after that. So from 5 years and a half in financial, then now I got the opportunity to go into plant. Through some of the changes that we're going right now, I was happy to be on board.
I love this story. So many of our employees start as interns or for somebody else. Mm-hmm. And then I love the fact that so many people want to come back to El Paso because we get really, really great talent because people love their families here. It's one of the reasons I love being here. Why don't you tell me a little bit about you? We know we're work women, but we're more than that.
Yes.
Who is Itzel? Who are you?
This is a hard question. I reached out to friends. I'm like, who am I? I should know by now, but I feel like it's something that continues to develop every year with every experience. But I'm definitely a passionate person when it comes to energy, to talking about what the company does, what the energy industry is like, what accounting entails in this part of the industry. But I'm also a community leader. I'm happy to be out there in my community, especially because I came back to El Paso to give back to something and someone that was able to give to me when mm-hmm. I was younger. And I feel like now I have the opportunity to do it through EPE, through UTEP, and any opportunity that I can. I'm always happy to be a volunteer and help out when it comes to professional development, because that's part of my background, but also just hands-on to whatever is needed.
So we're both firstborn, right?
Yes.
We're both. How does that show up in your work or in your life? I think it does in mine too.
It really sticks to you, like with you throughout the years. I feel like we're trailblazers, you know? We're the ones that set the pattern for the rest of the children and the family. And I'm the oldest, as you mentioned. I have a sister, two younger brothers, very little young ones. And it's so nice to see them say, hey, you know what? I want to be in college. I'm ready to be a veterinarian. I want to be an architect. Mm-hmm. And to see that they see their older sisters growing as professionals and getting involved, and to see that passion coming through to them at such an early age, it's very fulfilling. But I feel like it all came from my mom.
Yes.
You know, she was the one who pushed us from a very young age in telling us, hey, you know what? You got to be independent. You got to go for after what you want. And I would always tell her, hey, I want a car. And she's like, well, you have to stay in school. You mm-hmm. have to stay in a career that you like, but also work hard for anything that you're looking for.
Right. I think we had the same mother. My mother told me, no straight A's, you can't be a cheerleader. That was my motivation.
To stay in.
You know, I talk to so many young women who say, you know, what should we do? What is one thing I could do to really propel my life forward? And I say, take more risks. Take more mm-hmm. risk on yourself. Take more risk on each other. And I hear that you're a risk taker. So how does that show up in your life?
You know what? I feel like it's very interesting. When I heard it, it made me wonder how people saw me in that sense. And I feel because I'm always ready for a challenge. Whenever they have a new project, I'm always on board looking at the positive side of things. Mm-hmm. Of course, there are always challenges, but I'm always excited to see what's next. What's the opportunity? What can we do? And how can we bring in this project together?
Right. You know, one thing I also love about being part of this company, I have never worked for a company that has more community givers. We sit on every board. Everybody volunteers. We are so involved in the community. We have, I think, 1,150 people that really are always giving both their time, their talent, their treasure. And I know that you've said, that's how I recharge. I love to get my energy from giving back. Tell me some of the things you like to do and how
Absolutely.
Did you get to that?
I feel like throughout my years since high school, I've been part of student organizations, and it was always part of the requirements, but I feel like it just kept going on and on to helping out and volunteering. It transferred on to my college years. And now I've had the opportunity to actually join boards and feel like I'm making a bigger impact in my community. So I've joined the Young Leadership Society. Mm-hmm. I've learned also, joined the Books Are Gems. And these are two organizations, very different, but at the same time, I feel like I can step in and make a higher difference. Mm-hmm.
It's funny, I always say our industry has all the good words, right? Energy,
yes,
light,
power.
Charge, and power. And I love to say we do power differently. And I think women are really digging into that. And during Women's History Month, how are you thinking about it? What do you think about our role and how it's evolving and the legacy that we want to leave? I look at younger women like you, and I could not be more thrilled that the type of women that are joining our industry and the passion you're bringing and the creativity and just the power you're bringing to our industry, what do you think about it and how do you see it?
Oh my, I feel empowered, you know, knowing that there are women who have come before me, like Patsy, who have all this history and knowledge, and it makes me hopeful, you know, hopeful for my future, hopeful to know that I'm in an area where I can grow professionally as a leader and as a community member, you know. So for me, knowing that there are women who have come before me and created that path, I feel very grateful. Grateful that I can leave a path and a legacy as well for other women coming in.
And what advice would you give to even younger women? I was so impressed with you. We were in a big meeting and no one wants to ask questions. No. And you raised your hand and asked a question and you gave me a flower for Women's Day.
Yes.
And that meant so much to me. You know, sometimes I think, especially young women, don't want to raise their hand and put themselves out there. And I was really impressed with your ability just to take that risk and have your voice be heard. What advice would you give other younger women when they're starting their careers?
I think definitely don't be shy. Don't be shy to learn, to go out and explore and ask questions, especially if it's an environment where it used to be predominantly men, you know, very different from what we see now. But I feel curiosity is something that will empower us, you know, to go out and ask questions. But I feel my biggest advice is always learn. Keep on learning. If there's someone that you trust, become the person that you go to and have someone that you can go to for mentorship.
Yes.
I feel like even if it's a friend or a colleague.
You know, I'm so glad you brought that up because so many people have this, I think, myth that women don't want to support each other, that somehow that we have some competition going on. I don't feel that at all, and I certainly don't feel that at EPE. Have there been women that you could point out or you in your life or your career that you've said, yes, they stepped up then and helped you and pushed you?
Absolutely. I've had amazing mentors, women throughout my career, and they were usually my school advisors or my organization advisors that helped me out, including my mom as an early age, my school advisors, and then people who just saw something in me, you know, that they really saw a spark or that they had hope of my future, you know. I think that they've really empowered me to look beyond what I could see at the moment, and they could see further than what I was.
Always say that we're standing on the shoulders of so many people that came before us, and thank you for sharing your story. I'm inspired by it, and I know that EPE and our power are in good hands with the women and the caliber of women that we're evolving at EPE. So thank you, Itzel, for being here, and thank you all for joining us on another episode of Empowering People with Energy. If you've enjoyed our podcast, like us, give us a thumbs up, go on your social media, your favorite one, and comment. And we look forward to seeing you again on the next episode of Empowering People with Energy.